two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Aggies. Miller in the corner.
Number 22, Brock Miller, grew up in Sandy in a basketball-playing family. When he was 12 years old, he started losing patches of hair because of an autoimmune disease.
We had no idea what was going on. I feel like luckily, I guess, enough, I was so young, I didn't really know what to really think about it. And then we went to the doctor and we found out that I have alopecia.
Middle school was difficult.
And so I've always had a special place in my heart for those kids that have been bullied and, you know, kids that are, feel like they're alone. Because I've felt that before. Believing in God and also having an outlet like basketball was something that those two things were able to help me kind of channel that.
Miller became an example for others. People didn't know his name, but they knew he was the bald basketball player at Brighton High School. On his mission in Argentina, a tall, bald elder stood out even more. But it gave him opportunities to talk about the gospel and serve others.
So here is Brock Miller. He's so good at coming off screen.
In 2017, he started playing ball at Utah State. Being on the team gave him even more opportunities to help others.
Had multiple people reach out to me about their kids that have it, or people that they know that their kids or their friends have it. And I've been able to have a couple of kids up to some basketball games. And another kid, Grayson, he came up to and he was able to come into like the locker room. And he was down in warm-ups. He was sitting on the bench while we were warming up before a game. That experience was super awesome. I went to lunch. His name is Ian. I went to lunch a couple of days ago. Had a great time. He chose a smash burger for lunch. So yeah, we had to go get a bacon cheeseburger. It's just crazy to me because he'd had alopecia for 4 or 5 years and he'd never met somebody.
Miller says these are incredible experiences for him.
I think it gives him a little spark of hope and a sense of, you know, that they're worth something and they're wanted and that they're important. And no matter if you have hair or don't have hair.
Miller has been married for 2 years to who he calls his beautiful wife, Bailey. He's starting the MBA program at Utah State and looking forward to what the basketball team can accomplish with their new head coach. So you'll still see the headband on the court in Logan and hopefully in next year's March Madness Tournament too. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.